Давали переговоры с
kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all, airing of the grievances at 844-967-2789.
I got a lot of problems hearing. I got a lot of feedback, I should say. Dom, glad to join you on the airwaves, even if it's tremendously echoey.
Well, it's good to have you, Crudy. As mentioned, we're going to have our good friend, James Santel, joining us in the 5 o'clock hour.
And I was going to get here fast enough.
So, all right, we still have some issues there, Crudy. We're going to keep on rolling. You can jump in as you see fit. Once again, folks, 844-967-2789. Alan Weisselberg, as we talked about yesterday, pled guilty to 15 felony charges as CFO of the Trump Organization. 15! 15!
Well, if you're guilty for one, might as well be guilty for 15.
I mean, may as well take them all. But this is over the course of many years. Now, he was looking at 15 years in jail. He's like a 75-year-old man. You know, he's not a young man. He's not going to be able to take that kind of action. And we're talking about Rikers, too, man. I mean, he's not going to be in general population. But it just sounds like a bad movie. Old, you know, crooked CPA from, rich real estate company, corrupted real estate company, gets sent to the pokey for, not declaring $1.5 million or more in income. Now, these kinds of perks, benefits, call them what you want, they in and of themselves are not illegal. If Crudy so decided to, pay for my apartment or give me a car, all those things can be done. But, both sides, the employer and the employee, depending on the perk and the benefit, whether or not you can write it off or not. If you can't write it off, you got to claim it as income. So these are very, very simple kinds of fraud cases. Now, I know Crudy is not a fan of Alvin Bragg, but I just have to wonder, and I'm really looking forward to getting Santel's opinion on this, on how the Manhattan DA seemingly, at least at this point, is letting Tish James kind of take the lead. Now, this case against Weisselberg is an Alvin Bragg case. This is a criminal case, and this is under his purview. So there is now, this admission by the Trump CFO of this fraud. Now, how does that parlay into future criminal investigations? I'm not clear. Now, according to the reporting, Alan Weisselberg must now, as part of his plea deal to serve approximately 100 days, must now testify against the Trump Organization truthfully in the case brought by Tish James, the civil case. So, and the judge warned him very, very sternly that if he is not truthful, he will, throw his ass back in jail. So there is certainly motivation for Weisselberg to speak the truth and to be honest in that investigation. Now, there's some interesting tidbits overnight that I've read. I'm not clear. We quoted Andrew Weissman yesterday. He's a NYU law professor, 20 years at the DOJ. He tweeted out last night, whoa, Weisselberg plea transcript, he quotes at page 2728, shows that Weisselberg previously was immunized, presumably by the Southern District of New York. The court references that in connection with giving up his right to challenge the state indictment based on any use of his immunized testimony. And he goes on to say, for instance, if he told the feds he did not commit tax fraud, and today he said under the oath that he did when he pled guilty, the feds could use this admission today to charge him with perjury. So, I mean, there's lots of little moving parts on this. Now, think about that for a second. If that is the case, and Weisselberg under a previous immunization deal with Southern District of New York was lying to them in that testimony after getting that benefit. They could go back and then what? Charge him with obstruction, with other crimes, perhaps. And what does that do? How does that play out for the future criminal prosecution of Donald Trump? Now, we're interested in
diplomatic immunity.
We're interested in seeing criminal charges, should there be evidence of that, coming down against Trump personally.
I can't believe you're still talking about Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg did nothing.
Just secured the conviction of the Trump Organization CFO, who was looking at 15 years.
Where's the covering statement? Where's the greater covering statement? If you've got this guy locked down to go testify against his former boss, Donald Trump, where's the covering statement?
I'm not clear what you mean by that.
Here's what I mean by that. Go look at the Weisselman prosecution. For 5 months, he's getting like 100 days? Not even 5 months. This guy is getting the deal of a lifetime, and you can't make him tell the truth. You know what I'm saying, Dom? You can't make the guy, what's perjury? You've already let the guy off on 15 felonies. And there is what is called a covering statement when you start giving these sort of deals. You say, here are all the things covered by this deal. Here is the thing that you cannot be prosecuted for in the future under this shiny new deal. There is no covering statement for Weisselberg. So Alvin Bragg, as far as I'm concerned, has left a lot of loose ends. And sure, you can say he's gone after the Trump org. And he's secured convictions against Weisselberg?
Yes.
But I'll believe it when the big man's going down. And he walked away from that prosecution. Go ask his former prosecutors, Pomerantz and others, that walked away from Alvin Bragg's office for his failure to indict the big man. Mention Alvin
some people
Bragg's name on a Friday show or any other.
Come on, man.
Not
the man just he just secured the conviction of the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, looking at 15 years, gonna cut a deal. Whatever the case may be, if Weisselberg lied in other testimony, that is also a risk. He was warned by the judge, he better be truthful, or he's gonna do the full 15. He's absolutely going to testify against Trump in the Trump Organization trial. 844-967-2789. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.